Blog Talk Radio.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I fuck three times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white girl. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Tell your man pipe up, nigga pipe up. And hey, advance from hey, the safe in hey, your face when hey, you say my hey, hands turn hey, the shit into hey, a nightclub.
Hey, hey. Yeah, fuck with me and get some money,
get some
yeah,
money.
Fuck with me and get some money,
get some money.
Yeah, fuck with me and get some money. Ay, yeah, fuck with G and get some money. No limit, I'm a fucking soldier. Ay, always lit, yeah, I'm never sober. It's for 3 days in a row, y'all bitch coming over. Told that bitch to kick rock, she act like it's a boulder. Ay, Rory, shopping, that mean copping. Always popping, hella popping. She's a bopper, homie, hopping. Ain't no stopping, album dropping. Got the city on fire. Bitch lying on me like she tired. I'ma have to fuck around and call Kamaya. Hoes stirring up the pot, I'm a liar. And girl,
if I hit it
hey,
one time, I'm a piper.
Yeah.
If I hit it two times, then I like her.
Yeah.
If I fuck three times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white girl. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Tell your man pipe up, nigga pipe up.
Hey.
And advance from
hey,
the safe
hey,
in your face when
hey,
you say
hey,
my hands turn
hey,
the shit into
hey,
a nightclub.
Hey.
Fucking then I get some money, yeah. Fucking then I get some money, yeah. Fucking then I get some money, yeah. Fucking then I get some money.
I need sun, I need faith, I need brain, concentrate.
What's up, racing world? It's your big buddy Boom coming to y'all live again on another Tuesday night. We got quite a bit to talk about. We're gonna give y'all a race report. Just to make sure that I'm not out here talking to myself, give a whole long speech, and everything is not coincided with the show. Wild Thing, you out there? Street Fighter, you out there?
Yes, sir.
I'm out there, bro.
All right, all right. Just
yep,
making sure y'all hear me loud.
I got you.
All
yes,
right,
sir.
Just making sure I'm getting heard loud and clear before I get off into talking about different things that's going on in the racing world and how the event came out this past weekend and race reports. If you're out here, you got a race report, tell me something that went on wherever you y'all were racing at this weekend. I just opened up the mic of 0220, and your mic is open. But we're going to get off into all that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about the race report. Talk about what went on this weekend and how everything went down and everything. And I think the guys that that was putting on that show will go come over here and make some announcements and everything and all that good stuff. And we're gonna talk about upcoming events. As y'all know, my buddy them the Fox brothers with the pink Mustang crackhead putting their event on this weekend up in Hub City. So y'all keep posting on that. I will be on the microphone up there hosting that show for him this weekend coming up, which is Saturday. They're going to get on here and let y'all know what time everything kicks off, what time the gates open, and what all they're doing. I just read something on Facebook a while ago. They're doing a free entry. You know what I'm saying? A free entry. Pot still $2,000 on a free entry. So with that being said, it's going to be good, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be good for the 28 tie shootout. Hattiesburg have always had a high rating of 28 tie shootout, so it should be good. That should put on a hell of a show. And quite a few big tie guys going to probably be out there too, testing the tune and trying to get their car down all the way. So that's going to be something to look forward to. I think the G-Unit guys got something in September. They got something in September the 8th. In Hub City. If y'all know someone that has an event and they're not on the show and you know about their race or you know about information that's going on with their race, y'all come on, press the one button and let the racing world know what's going on, because this is a Grudge Racing News Network channel, and that's what we do. We talk about upcoming events, talk about locking in, we talk about racing, we talk about getting everything done in the racing game. I think I just opened up Martin, the Fox brother, one of the CEOs of the Martin Brother Racing. So go ahead, Martin. Tell the people what you got going on this weekend, man, and what they can expect to see this weekend, man.
Yeah, boom. Yeah, we had a little changes on that class.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're gonna do? We're gonna do a 28 inch screen, Dr. Spencer, no ball, no K. I mean no ball. We're gonna do a $2,000 payout, free entry fee.
Okay. Oh man, that's what's up. Okay. That's what's up. So it's not a small block nitro shootout then. It's just a run with your brother.
No, it's 28 inch screen. Yeah, why would you brother help you brother now? 28 screen.
Right. No nothing bigger than 28W, right?
Nothing bigger than 28W.
Okay. There it is, y'all. So y'all Chesica been crying about y'all can't get into none of my races or none of the other guys' races, man. There it is. Y'all Chesica put some 28s on them cars, let it roll. You know what I'm saying, man?
Oh no, but they don't want to let the Chesica car in. Why, I don't know. The guy that doing the class, they don't want to let the Chesica car in.
It's just extreme. Okay. So it ain't it's stock suspension. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's going to be good, too. It's all going to be good. You know what I'm saying? So no chassis car, no wheel bar. Still the same thing. Just
run with your chassis car, no wheel bar. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There it is, y'all. And what time your gates go, old Martin, so the guy, the fellas will know him out there?
He brought up the gate at 3.
Okay. He can go to the gates at 3 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll work. All right. Well, look, Martin, whatever may happen on the show and everything, give me a call on the back line, man, about some things me and you talked about on the back line. So give me a call on the back line.
Yeah.
And let me know what the plan going to be. Because, you know, for the ones that don't know, Boom got a team of security guys that does work, hell of a work, man. These guys are familiar with racing. They're familiar with crowd control, because they work they do crowd control at ballrooms and stuff, so they really bounce is what they really are, but they're not out there to be aggravated to the people. They out there to make sure all they have order on the line. So y'all get with me on that. I hold 15 passenger van load of people that I can bring to any facility at any time. Just get with Boom and I can make sure all of it happens for y'all. But there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all heard it from the horse's mouth, man. The man said free entry fee, long as you got, you know what I'm saying, long as you are on stock suspension, no wheelie bar, no chest car, you know what I'm saying, free entry. All that means all you got to do is pay to come in a race, and you automatically get in the class for free. In other words, you got a free roll to win $2,000. Yes, indeed, man. Hey, man, it's going to be good, because, I mean, it's a lot of people like that word free, man. They love that word free. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'll spend $30-$40 to come in to get in the class for free, man. And have a shot at $2,000. I don't care what you say. You know what I'm saying? But we're going through some of the things over here, and I'll look here, man. But hopefully we'll be straight out on the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
What we're gonna do? We're gonna discuss it. We'll discuss the draft meeting. If they want to take all or first place take 15, second place take 500.
Okay. All right. I mean, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's the way, you know what? I think that's the best policy, because every driver meeting that I have, when I put on my races, I ask the racers what they want. Now, all these sideline, what we call women liquors, all the other shit that goes on, regardless of what they think, if the racers have it, that's all that matters. But they don't want got the car, they don't want putting on the show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are going to take my words like they've been doing lately. They twist my words around to make me look like a villain on things that I may say on this talk show. But the talk show, one thing about the talk show, I'm so glad that this is a recorded show, because some people may go back and say what I said, but then the person will go back and listen to what I be done said and say, well, Boom didn't say it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because people will literally put words in your mouth and change shit around, man. So I'm glad this is a recorded show. And I'm not calling people no winter liquor, but if you feel like you're winter liquor and you take offense to what I said, hey, you might need to check yourself. You know what I'm saying? But I am a winter liquor. I don't have a race car right now. But I tell you one thing, when I do get all present, when I do have a race car, a motherfucker can't slow me down. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, that's the difference between the person that's got a race car but don't never race no damn body. The motherfucker sit in the garage more than they do any damn thing. Or they're bringing out for special events and just sit on the trailer, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and hope he finds something sweet. Then they'll come off the trailer and he find something sweet. But, hey, it is what it is. You know, some people take offense to that, but I don't give a fuck. But it's all about racing, ladies and gentlemen, and we all need to get in these cars. You know, for all the guys, you know, I have to say, hey, Martin, brother, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Martin, you got a lot of background on your phone. I don't know what it is. But look.
You want to move?
All right. But no, I'm saying these guys, you know, they get their car, man, they go spend all their money, and then they sit around and say, well, I got to go put 500 miles on my engine builder told me I got to put some miles on before I spray it, or I got to do this here. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not a professional engine builder, but I've always built my own. I do get Harahan or my buddy over there at R&D to do machine work for me, but I always assemble my own motors and plasticate my own motors and do all that. All they do is me a turn, bolt, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that there. But I do my own, you know what I'm saying, inserts and all the stuff that calls for a bill on the engine, you know what I'm saying, But, you know, with all that being said, man, you know, it's you know, I ain't never, you know what I'm saying, build a motor and put some miles on. I built that something, put in my car, and I spray that bit more. I spray it on the motherfucking, on the damn lift. Because one thing before I leave out my shop, my nights are going to work before I leave my shop. You know what I'm saying, You know, I read it for a while, you know what I'm saying, for 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying, in one spot or go around the corner, do me a couple of burnouts, and you know what I'm saying, knock cover back, go spray it on the pad, spray that motherfucker, or go straight to the track and spray it. Spray it off the trailer. I'm not grudge racing on the motor. So why am I going to make a motor hit? Well, I made a motor hit on the pad. I don't need to make a motor hit at the track. I need to get a time at the track, all out time. But anyway, man, you know, ain't none of these motor guaranteed. I know motherfuckers bought brand new motors. Cranked up something just bearing stacked on top of each other type shit. So you sit there talking about what you got to do. I think that's I call bullshit. But I just opened 225-40-41-53 mic.
What up, boo?
I can't call it, brother, man. Who is it?
This Punk Motor Racing with the color.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I was just commenting on what you just said. Commenting on what you just said about a motor because I bought two motors and blew up. Made one pass at one night, ran a guy, won $600. Next day, the motor blew up. Bought another motor, blew up soon I went down the track. So, I'm going to tell you right now, you're right. Ain't nothing guaranteed on no motor, man.
Man, ain't nothing guaranteed, man. So all the why these. Right. Yeah. And then not only that, man, you need to run them fucking motors all out anyway because you sit right here and baby the motherfucker. Then when you put all your fucking money and your whole crew money up, then the motherfucker come apart right in the 60 foot. Then, I mean, you fuck, you know. At least you go out there test and tune it and fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? It costs you your twin test and tune money in your motor. But I mean, at the same time, you know.
We shot nitrous on my motor.
Y'all gotta understand.
I'm sorry. We shot nitrous on my motor the day I told you we had the wrong shaft for the oil pump. When we put the oil shaft in the pump, we made that little video that we'll test it out on the street. We hooked the nitrous up and shot the nitrous right there just to make sure it worked. We don't care. Well, I don't care. It's just money to me. You know, it's just money. We gonna die and leave us behind of it. You know,
sure,
I don't want it to blow up, but
right, absolutely. But guess what? At the end of the day, when you go race somebody, you're not racing on the motor. Am I right?
No, sir. Not me.
Yeah,
not
so
me.
Why in the hell are you going to have to test the tune on the motor? Yeah, some people need to see if they're going to make a nice, clean pass on the motor. Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
And every tuner has this way of tuning. You know what I'm saying, But then I understand why a lot of these cats don't do it, because they don't even know what to listen to. I've sat there at the track, man, just watch guys. You know, I do the MC a lot of tracks I go to. And I sit there with that microphone in my hand, man, and I just shake my head at a lot of these cats, man. They make a pass down the track, man, and the car, you know, like not taking it. Sometimes it's killing the motor because the nitrogen ain't spraying because the pressure's too high. And a lot of them don't know what it means for the pressure to be too high. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know how much pressure to run at certain temperatures of the year. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, and I found that out.
I understand, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit you got to learn. And I ain't gonna lie, I learned it at high costs, you know what I'm saying, of different motors and different repairs that I had to go through. I blow mufflers off one of the people's cars that I used to do the nitrous tooling. But, you know what I'm saying, I've done all types of stuff, man. It's trial and error, man. But you can't get out
there and like,
oh, I can't do this yet. I can't spray it right now because my mechanic told me not. Okay, when you going to get out one of your mechanics? That's the same one that can't go race because get what the mechanic told him. Mechanic told me you better not go run that car. I ain't gonna own a motherfucker thing. A motherfucker gonna tell me I can't go racing. You got me fucked up. I forgot what movie that came on, but hey, man, that's what it is, man. We out here racing, man. We in the racing world, man. We doing what we love to do best, man. Talk shit, see people racing everything, and you know what I'm saying, and find out when the next event gonna be, and try to go down on somebody's ass when we get there. You know what I'm saying, but just to give everybody an update, man. Today the devil been real busy with me, man. Y'all know I've been working with Pep Boys to get this job at Pep Boys. You know, I'm gonna be the general manager of the speed department, and they call it a speed specialist manager at Pep Boys. Out of all the weed that I smoke, y'all know I smoke weed. Ain't no secret. I have chronic pain in my feet. I have neuropathy. Rather than take opioid pills, you know what I'm saying? I smoke marijuana to ease my pain when I go to bed at night. So the man that's hiring me knows that I smoke weed. So he gave me an opportunity to get myself clean, do what I need to do. I passed the drug test. And knowing that I was going to ace the background check with flying colors, you understand me? But in 2015, my license was suspended for a long, long, long time, and I had to get my driver's license. So I went and I had a cruelty to animals. I took a stray dog in, which was a pit bull that somebody had left here for Katrina. I took the dog in, and 2 years after I took the dog in, which was right after Katrina, the dog called Pablo. Y'all know what Pablo is. It's a disease that kill dogs. They don't want to eat. They don't want to do anything. And they pretty much throw their insides out, and they die. So I took the dog to the vet because I had the dog for 2 years. The dog guarded my yard real good, you know. But anyway, the long story short is I took the dog to the pound. The dog died at the pound after they booked the dog in. So they charged me with cruelty to animal, which was a misdemeanor. They fined me $330. I paid the fine. And that was in 2015. Now, that popped up on my case. Now, keep in mind, this was a misdemeanor. Now, people that know me know that I've been to the penitentiary for cocaine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been to the feds also. So I put all that on the application for the background check to come up. Lo and behold, don't y'all know none of that big shit came up on me? It's like a background. But the damn dog came up. So according to the GM manager, you know what I'm saying? I mean, according to the GM manager, it ain't so much of what it is. It's so much that I didn't put it on the application. But the general manager is fighting it for me because he want me there in that position because he know that the qualifications that I have and the customer service skill trade that I have, it fits the criteria of the job, and he know me personally, so he know how I am. But anyway, he's fighting hard with corporate, you know what I'm saying, to still make that happen. So their hope's still alive with that. I'm not going to work for nobody else. But just to give y'all a heads up on that. Oh, but like I said, I should. Yes, sir.
Not cutting you off. You know, that's one thing about us. When we come into a business and they start making money, all that stuff you saying going to be swept under the rug. Ain't going to know nothing about it. So when you make that company a record sale, all that's going to go away. So
Oh yeah, yeah. But I mean, this is the thing, though. I taught myself being honest about everything in my life, and then something small that I didn't think that even mattered. You know what I'm saying? That dog ticket was really like a traffic ticket to me, because I didn't actually get arrested for it. They gave me a citation ticket for it. You know what I'm saying, man? And I literally went 8 years without even worrying about the ticket. But I had to get everything, all the warrants off of me when I went to go get, I got a Mississippi driver license. So I had to, Mississippi had required me to get everything off my, what's the name, before they could reinstate my driver. Now I got 8 year license now. So I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. But everything came back on the background. I even printed the background check out of my off my computer and everything. But, like I said, they've been busy with me all day long. And we've been, matter of fact, the vice president of Pep Boys came in the store today. And he was in a meeting with him all day today. So, it's just like they said, man. So the word of advice of the day, if y'all guys out there looking for employment, whatever you put on, if it hadn't been in the last, like I said, I had caught the case in 07. I pled guilty to it in 15, got my driver's license back in 15. So that means the case was brought up to date from 07 to 15, because it would have been expunged off the background check protocol thing they go through. It would have been expunged by then if I had copped out to it back then. But anyway, I just want to give it all the people that's go ahead. Yes, sir.
I already let everybody know. Just watch the class in. One of the class will be paid. Soon the class though. You have to wait. You won't have to wait or nothing.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. In other words, what he's saying is racist is that the class money is already in the envelope already.
It's already in the envelope.
What y'all agree to is what's gonna happen. You understand me? I'm gonna be there like Tinkerbell, clacking my heels. You understand me? Tell everybody there's no place like home. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna be good, ladies and gentlemen. And it's more races out there that I hadn't talked about today. I wish G Unit would come on. If anybody know G Unit number, text them and let G Unit know that I'm doing the show today, to come on here and let the racial world know about the G Unit guy know that we're on the show, and we got a full house, man. They need to get on here and talk about this short race. I mean, they're looking for a good turnout. I mean, this is the only way they're going to get a good turnout, by letting the racers and the spectators that's on the show listening what kind of race they're going to have, so these guys can make a calculation move what race they're coming to, because there's a lot of things going on out there in the world. People study stacking races on top of each other, so they would want to get over here and tell the world about what they got going on, you know. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give y'all an update on that. I also want to give y'all an update. I don't know, James, you on, James?
Yeah, I'm here, Boom.
Hey, what's going on, man? You want to take the floor for a little while and tell everybody about your race, man? I mean, about your past race that took place last weekend?
Yeah, sure. First of all, just want to thank everyone. We learned a lot from this race from start to beginning. Want to thank the Bird Boys, Marillo, DJ, Earl Foss, all them. They didn't disappoint Friday night. Everybody did their thing. Came into Saturday. We tried to rush it, fought the track a little bit, a couple times, and things might have started a little bit late with the heat and all. And it was about to get good. I really don't think some of them fans, I know there were some first-time people there that I knew, but I really don't think they understood what was fixing to happen. I mean, you was fixing to see some 28 275s get after it. There was eight on the property. There was a full classes and everything except for True Street. And it was going to be something, man. But Mother Nature, that's like the third race in a row that Mother Nature's got us. And it hit us and cost us pretty hard. Put it to you like that. I don't want to get into any negative parts unless somebody brings something up they want to address. I'm ready to take the good and the bad. But besides that, it really didn't disappoint to my knowledge, Boom. I ran around, try to keep the track good with Mr. Gary and all, and CP and everybody, and that starting line's a little monster right now.
Oh yeah.
Still good.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's still a little month.
Oh yeah, it is, and it's a work in progress, man. You know, cause you know you got to you know fuzz the grudge game. You know, it ain't too bad when you're doing the bracket race and things like that. You know, the main thing is people sitting on the wall and having kids out there. That's the main thing. We have to work with keeping the kids away, you know what I'm saying, and keep them from sitting there on the side of the wall if a car breaks loose or throw a wheel or anything like that. You know, they're very vulnerable up against that wall. You know, at least if they're behind the wall, they got some kind of protection from the waist, from the nuts down, you know what I'm saying? But if they're on the other side of that wall, just standing there.
I wasn't talking about that part, Boom. I mean the starting line itself of the cars. Everything with the starting line was fine. I told the guys to be a little lax and everything because the actual VP area was not gated off like I wanted. So I don't know didn't expect that crowd or, you know, what, but I just told them, look, be lax, but don't let too many people get up there, you know, and all that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And all that, but anyway, it was an awesome deal. Everybody who came, excuse me, again, you know, thank you. I've got over 50 text calls, Facebook messages, when you're going to finish it, when's the next one. You know, it was all great, you know, until the rain came. After the rain, it sucked. You know, it's one of the worst mm-hmm. times I've had dealing with a race with no power, no nothing. And a lot of gimmies.
Right. Oh, yeah. I can understand that. I can understand that. But all right, then. James, I appreciate you for coming on here and giving a shout-out to all the spectators that came out and supported you. And like you said, the first time people that came out and to enjoy the festivities. But I was giving them a forewarning that, you know what I'm saying, me, you know, when I got on the microphone, you know, that they was going to be into one hell of a show, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, Mother Nature just wasn't on our side. And like I said, you know, I think if we could have got 601-2737, I just opened your mic. Hold on a second. You got some back. Hold on, just mute your phone right now. And then when you hear me give you a cue, you can open your mic back up because you got some feedback on your phone, okay? But your mic is open. Just put your phone on mute. Put your phone on mute. All right. And like I said, you know, it's gonna be. Hey, like I said, you're right, James. Every race, man, we learn from it. And if we don't take what we do and step on it, you know what I'm saying, and become a bigger person behind it, you understand me? You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't grow from it. And I grow from everything. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hub City Race, man, had me in my feelings deeply, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was very thankful because the guys showed up in droves, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, but guess what? You know, all the bad things that I had, you know, I've been keeping them somewhat on the wraps to myself. And I know one thing, surprise, surprise, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and that's what it is, you know. You can't tell the defense what your offense is going to get ready to do, you know. So, but with that being said, 601-2737, you can unmute your mic and tell the race of what was going on with you. Who is this? 601-2737. Unmute your phone. All right. We'll come back to him. 601-2737. That's your phone number. Your mic is open. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
But yeah, I reckon it's gonna be a grill fish, man. First time in France, so we just gonna try to get locked in races, especially with our cars. So we ain't gonna try to shoot out because we don't know too much about a shootout. Not us doing it ourselves. So we're just gonna try to grill things this time.
Okay. So, okay. There it is, y'all.
So
there it is. So what time y'all plan on opening y'all gates and what time the race gonna, the track gonna get hot?
It's September the 8th. The gates open at 5. Track gonna be hot at 6 because of the heat.
Okay. All right. There it is. Y'all heard it, man.
It's gonna be some. We got some calls. We're trying to get everything in our camp locked in. Come back.
Ooh, that's like what, 5x5 cars? Y'all got y'all camp on a moat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So that's gonna be good. Yeah, that's gonna be 10 cars. That's gonna be 10 cars. Y'all got 5. And y'all 5 and 5 more other cars. That's what's up, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 225-0731.
Ain't nobody but your boy Boo Boo.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Boo Boo himself. What's going on? I see y'all got a need to impeach on Boom on Wheels out there at the pad, man. What's going on like that there? Y'all talking about.
Man, you shut us down bad last night, bro. We was hungry. We was thirsty. We was more hungry and no Boom on the grill.
Well, y'all know I play poker on Monday night, man. I play poker on Monday night. At the home game, you know. So,
I tell you what,
I'm saying, listen.
That rallies in that McDonald's ain't had nothing on no Boom. I can promise you that.
Oh yeah. Oh y'all ain't seen nothing, man. Y'all, me and my wife went on the mission. Y'all know I had a lot of food left over, a lot of turkey necks, uncooked turkey necks that I wound up cooking Sunday morning. And I wound up cooking all that stuff. And I had, it wasn't Monday. It was Sunday. But I cooked, and the police kept running. The police actually ran everybody out. So me and my wife went down there and fed the hungry, man. We fed the veterans, and we fed the homeless people, man. So I ran across quite a few veterans that was out there. And I appreciated them guys for their service and everything. And also some young cats that was homeless and, you know what I'm saying, me and a lot of people living in what they call Tent City under the bridge, we fed them too, man. But me and my wife did some nice things this weekend, man, and we were just tired, trying to shake back from the weekend, you know what I'm saying. And I got the text, though, that they was having a race, you know what I'm saying, but I just, like, was really tied up, and then poker was really calling me, and I actually done well at the poker game, so. But hold on just a second, somebody else want to chime in with us too. 504-4714.
What up, Boom? Hot. I was just letting you know I'm on there. Listen,
oh yeah, what's up hot.
Chilling.
All right, it's hot. That's what's up, man. You been tanked with that car lately?
Yeah, trying to get everything lined out. It did what it needed to do that time, but we had a few things. We're gonna square it up.
Okay then.
Square it up.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you out there again with it. You know what I'm saying? And and getting the car run. I think the car's supposed to put on, man. I tell you, man, it's been a long time coming, man. That ain't the hot rod I used to take a liking to, man, when I first came down here. The hot I used to go to work. When he get out of work, he come straight home and jump out the little small car, jump right into the triple the car. I think it was a Camaro already hooked up. Come to the lakefront with it, or right there on Reed.
Yeah.
We posted up it on Reed or type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But hey, man,
kids getting old and they want more time. So I gotta try to figure out between them and that.
Yeah, and you got a house full of girls. I think we got five girls in the house. Yeah,
yeah.
You got I know you got five shotguns in that motherfucker too. I don't. Hey, man.
Just two that hold a lot of shells.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's all. Yeah, that's just as good. That's just as good.
On the mold.
Hey, all right. They finna release a fucking gun. I've been watching the news lately.
Oh, yeah, that laser. I'm on it.
Yeah, that AR-15. I think it's an AR-15 that can't detect through a metal detector. Plastic gun. They finna fix it where you can order it out. You can download it. You can download the schematics off of make your gun that you can go to the airport with and all that type of shit. You know.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna try that one. Ain't gonna never scream stop resisting on me in the airport. Whoop my ass to death.
Oh man, yeah.
Nah,
man,
but we gonna get it all the way squared up, man, and we gonna have some fun with it. Yeah, like I say, it's gonna do good. I mean, shit, it's gonna do good. But we got a few things to finish up with it. We just didn't want to miss the hour, even though I couldn't get in the seat. But we didn't want to miss the race because I'll try to stay to my word, whether I lost or not. You know what I'm saying? I just brought it out there and
just threw up the
3-point of the Hail Mary and let it go.
That's it. That's
and we having to catch it.
That's it, man. That's what's up, man. But all right, Howard, I appreciate you for chiming in. Letting the racing world know that you out here and you trying to get your car figured out and straightened out and everything and we're looking forward to seeing you at all the other races, the upcoming races too. All right.
For sure.
With that being said, just to give y'all a race report, is there anybody out there that went to a track somewhere else besides the track that we went to that we've talked about? Hit the one button and let us know what took place. You know what I'm saying? Who raced who and who got the asshole blowed out and who didn't and who paid the funk out or whatever may happen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever may have happened. So y'all just click the one button to let the racing world know what took place in y'all the hometown. Whether it's backyard action or track action, you know what I'm saying? This is all racing. Also, racers. Y'all know I always do a race in the month of December. It's called the Final Hit. I am going to do a Final Hit this year again. And also, after my race, the Final Hit, we are going to host a racers banquet. So hopefully I get a chance to sell enough tickets. And if y'all want to sell tickets, y'all get with me and let me know. I'll give everybody that wants to sell tickets, I'll get everybody 20 tickets that want to sell tickets for the banquet. Y'all know what the money is for. The money is to help pay for the hall, pay for the DJ, pay for all the food and all the trophies and everything else. Pretty much this banquet stuff is pretty much free. But the reason why we charge y'all for it is because we have to pay for this type of stuff. Now, unless we got somebody out there that's rich and want to pay for everything and write it off some type of way, so be it. Just press the one button and let me know that you're willing to do it. We won't have to sell any tickets. We won't have to solicit nobody for no money. We won't have to do anything. But what that $20 ticket pays for, it pays for each racer that comes through the door a free buffet. I mean, you eat all you can eat, drink all you can drink, you understand me? And it's a BYOB. I mean, if you drink beer, you drink liquor, you need to bring your own beer, liquor, or bring a 24-pack or something, and we put it all in the cooler, and however y'all want to do that, we'll do it that way, however. But for the most part, we're going to just sell the tickets we got, and once we get rid of the tickets that we have, we should come up with enough money to do the things that we want to do, to have a nice banquet, have a nice, you know what I'm saying, music, you know what I'm saying, me, and enjoy ourselves as racers. And I ain't saying a lot. I usually do it big. We usually have when I first started off doing banquets, man, you know, I was a videographer. So I had up-to-date DVDs of local races that took place, and I would collage a lot of videos from different races, you know what I'm saying, and different people that was nominated into the Hall of Fame in the racing world, local and far. We are going to do bi-state grudge races of the year and all that type of award too. So it's not going to strictly be for Louisiana like we have always been doing. You know, hopefully we'll broaden and we'll get more sales and get bigger a bigger turnout and participation and all that kind of stuff. So that way we can make sure that this is a go. Because I can tell you, if we don't get the go for the funds, it probably won't be another. It probably won't be a banquet. But everybody that have came to the banquet enjoyed the banquet. And I know the Madisonville boys, every time they came, they was picking up all types of trophies, man. They had more trophies they could walk out the door with. But I can tell y'all, man, y'all better keep your eyes on Hadbree, because Hadbree in the building and Hadbree doing his thing, coming on down that road, you know what I'm saying, and getting on out there. And my little Muskin Mo, he doing his thing, man. He's trying to get it, get the car all the way dialed in. He going through something right now with the car, but it ain't nothing for a stepper to get straightened out. And he working on getting all that done anyway right now. So it is what it is. You understand me? But you know what I'm saying. So before we get off into the 8 o'clock hour, if anybody out there got something they want to say about racing, an event that's coming up, free special for one button, or if anybody got a race report of a race that took place in any other state or city or town, whether it was up in Shreveport or whether it was somewhere up north somewhere or wherever it may have been, if you're on here listening, go ahead on and press the one button and let the racing world know about what's going on and what happened at what race. I think they had a Jeep out of shootout this past weekend. I wonder how that turned out, if anybody knew anything about it or seen any videos on it. I think they had a Jeep out of shootout somewhere up in North Alabama somewhere, outside of Montgomery somewhere, or at Montgomery. I want to know how that turned out. Oh, excuse me. Y'all know I love G-Body. Not more than I love it at 10, though. But, you know, so. But I wanted to have a show tonight. I was going to cancel out and do one next week. But I'm kind of committed to doing this now. And I had to come in here at least do this show at least for an hour or two, according to how many people get on here and talk smack and lock people in and try to get some action going on for this weekend that's coming up. I could tell you one thing, the Haynes Gang guys is trying to get it in. I think the Haynes Gang guys were locked in with Jonathan from out of Northern Baton Rouge area up there. I can't think of the town they're from up there. But Jonathan been locking in. He's been engaged. He got a little S10 small block S10 with some tennis. I think he got tennis ties on that S10. Some people consider him as a big tie, but 10-5 outlaw tie on the S10 and a small block. Nice. He been locking in. He locked in. I think Ambush and Haynes Gang, if I'm not mistaken. So I tell you, take my hats off to you, Jonathan. Oh, big boy getting in. Big boy be driving that motherfucker like he stole it too, boy, I tell you.
Hey, Boom.
Hey, what's up, man?
I ain't want to disrespect you while you were talking. We probably going to have a G-Body to look for Hank Bree too.
I can't hear you now. Okay, your phone was breaking up. I don't know if you were on speakerphone or you going to a bad area or if you breaking up. I know you said something about anybody got a G-Body that looking for some action or something like that. That's what you said, but.
No, I said we're going to have a G-Body looking for Hadbree.
Uh-oh. There it is. Hey. Hey, man. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
Daniel here?
Who that?
Is Daniel here?
Hold on. I got a representative on here that's on here. Go ahead, Jamie.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
When y'all
there
race?
There you go. The 2nd
Hello?
And 3rd of November.
No, I'm talking about their race. They talking about who's this looking for Hadbree? G unit? Hello? Don't be quiet now. I can't hear you.
Well.
Ask him what other small blocks you got, because we got another call we bringing El Chapo out there. We want Sea Biscuit. If it's out, what else they got?
Mm-hmm. Hey,
man.
I think.
Hey, I had it. I was trying to get some better service. I'm at work, man. But yeah, I said Great Goose probably gonna be looking for Head Breeze.
All right. What other small block y'all got? Y'all got Sea Biscuit running?
Yeah, we ain't tested it yet, but we got a small block S10. I got a small block Mustang. Who is
what?
Oh yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Black Trans Am. It's a Black Trans Am.
Oh, okay. We might get something up.
Yeah,
we might do something with Breadwinner with that car then.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah. We'll talk. When is y'all race?
September 8th.
All right. Well, good. We'll line something out before then.
Okay. That's what's up.
We'll
that's what we looking
excited.
For.
What?
I said, that's what we looking for, some action.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh,
all right. September 8th.
All right, hold on. I got a couple of mics to open. Got a couple of people that want to say something. 504-3822, your mic is hot.
Yeah, boom. This Tank, man, new upcoming racer, you know what I'm saying? We're Ruthless Racing. I'd like to give a shout out to all the racers out there. Y'all doing your things, all y'all hard work, and putting y'all money into y'all cause. But I think it's time for us to really expand this, you know what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of guys out there racing their cars, and, man, they got these stickers on their cars, sponsor, getting our free sponsorship, you know what I'm saying? So I think man, when y'all throw these big old events like this, it's trying to get in contact with these guys that, you know what I'm saying, these big companies, these big engine companies, these big old part companies, and try to get them to come out and see, man, the guys sponsoring them, you know what I'm saying, with their parts on their cars. You know, and, man, what they're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of y'all deserve a lot of sponsors because, man, y'all put a lot of y'all money into it and a lot of y'all hard work into it also, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they do. And, see, you just don't know that Boom has been catering to a lot of that, what you're talking about, but it's hard. And trust me, I have been in the situation where I could tell you my March race, which is the race that I've been doing since 2009, I'm gonna have sponsors for that race, and a lot of my sponsors are gonna be people that like AFR and people, you know, saying you know, people that we cater to and spend our money with, because like I said, you know. The reason how I know that I'll probably get some sponsors is because, you know, me doing the back work I'm doing for Pep Boys to get a lot of things into the Pep Boys store where I was supposed to been getting employment from, which I have not stopped it just because the disagreement we got going on. All that stuff is still ironed up, you know, saying pumped up to come to existence, you know. Why wouldn't a person like AFR want to come to a big corporation like Pep Boys and bring product and also sponsor a race that would be, you know, saying beneficial to them, and they can send representatives out to see, you know, saying what we really do and the parts that we use on our cars to support them, like you're saying. But it's so hard; it's almost like pulling teeth out of a pig mouth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and the pig, the type of pig like to run around, and you can't catch him because he's so slippery, you know. But you have to be persistent about it. And let me tell you something: it ain't no easy task. Okay, you'll be more if you think I'm lying. James can vouch for what I'm going to say. You'll be better off going to a trucking company or a small business president. A person that might not be doing well at all that need that boost, you know what I'm saying, to get his name out there. Maybe he'll get a job or two out the deal. Because I'm going to tell you how them corporate companies think, man, and I'm going to tell you really the way they think. The owner don't have no way of thinking no more. Actually, the owner don't see the footwork you're talking about. The footwork you're talking
right.
about is these guys spending all their hard-earned money and coming out here putting on a show and blowing these motors up and have to buy these parts over again and over again and over again.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
I understand exactly what you're saying. And the VP gas and the slicks, and I agree with you 100%, and you're absolutely correct about what you're saying. But all these big corporate companies now have marketing managers, and the marketing managers don't do nothing but respond to people by email. And if
right.
you're not emailing them, if you're not emailing them these videos from these tracks of this particular, you know what I'm saying, you know, so, you know, they don't, somebody, hold on, somebody got background noise. If you need to mute your phone, if you're not talking. So the noise is really, I got earphones on my ears and it hurt my ears bad. And I know it's annoying to the listeners that listen. But anyway, so that's what we stand with. That I've tried to get different companies to support my shows, man. They promised me the world. They're going to send executives. They're going to send people with tents, with products, and all types of stuff they're going to send. And I wind up footing the bill by myself. And that's why I really haven't solicited for any of my shows, if you notice. I have not solicited for not one. I get people like Kenny Lafferter and small business owners locally to come up to me at day of my show and say, "Hey, babe, boom, I want to give you $200 on the. I want you to add it to the 28 Tide Shootout. Boom, boom, I got $200. I want you to add to the big time class." You know, people like that. You know, they'll come and do that. You know, what I'm saying, small town home heroes. Before you talking about getting these big corporate companies to come out and do stuff like that, and I remember back in the game now, what you talked about, they did it. If you went to an NHRA sanctioned race and if you placed or won a shootout or a class and you wore their stickers on your vehicle, you got a kickback from the company. Yeah.
All right.
Now that you can wear a million fucking stickers on your car, you getting a phone call operator and what's your order? Okay, well, call back when you're ready to order.
Trust me, I can tell you about that.
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying, man? Y'all put a whole lot of work and dedication into it. Like, man, you got this show going on. You know what I'm saying, man? You don't really have to do this, but you know what I'm saying? This y'all thing, you know what I'm saying, man? This is what we like to do. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? We started promoting a whole lot of stuff going on, especially like, These upcoming races coming, all that, man. Y'all do a lot of promoting on that, and basically, know what I'm saying, man, y'all just coming out y'all pocket, you know, with a lot of stuff. You know, it's like, you know, and nobody
mm-hmm.
really helped me out put on these races and stuff like that, man. Y'all do that yourself, you know.
No.
And the thing is, Mississippi and Louisiana probably do the biggest out the whole South. You know what I'm saying? Those two states alone, right there, got a shitload of fucking fast ass cars. You know what I mean? They do this stuff 7 days a week, every weekend, every event, you know?
You're right, man. I mean, you know, I just do what I could do, man, and what I can't do, I don't worry about, man. But like you said, I have started some footwork for what you're talking about. So, hey, maybe one day there's gonna be hope. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say on that, you know what I'm saying? You know, but let me open up. I got a couple more mics I want to open up right quick because they've been waiting to talk right quick. 504-5615, your mic is hot.
Yeah, boom.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah, who that is with that race on the 8 coming up?
That's G-Unit.
Whatever it's going to be at.
In Hub City.
September the 8th.
Yes,
September the 8th. I'm in small block
Hub City. No, they didn't say, you got some background noise, Ali. That ain't you, Ali.
That ain't me. No, indeed.
Hey, if hold on. Hold on, let me go down here. If you can't mute your phone, I'm finna hang you up because I'm gonna find out who you are now. If you got background noise, you need to mute your phone. Okay, they want me to work now. Hold on.
Don't you?
You cleared up yet, Boone?
It's
225-0731. Come on, Boone. What's up?
You got background noise. I need you to mute your phone for me. That's
I've
not you?
I've been on mute, Todd.
Okay. Well, that's Google. Yeah, that's Google. All right. 985-0136.
Hey, Boone, this is Clyde. I'm just listening.
Okay, then. Appreciate you for chiming in, man. Letting the racing world know that you're on here listening. All right. But, yeah, fellas, y'all got background, though, man. Just mute your phone, man, and, When you get clear, you know what I'm saying, you can open your phone and say what you want to say because, you know what I'm saying, it's really, really, really irritating to my ears, man, because I got some earphones, man, that's really, I be wanting to hear everything, so I bought these quality earphones and didn't get me a good phone, but I got some good earphones that it's like muffled around nothing but my ears, and I hear everything that goes on, so... if you're not talking, you mute your phone. That way, when you want to talk, you unmute your phone and talk. But that way, everybody that want to say something. Now, Ali, go ahead with what you were saying.
I heard him say something about five calls, six calls. They trying to get action with on the 8th.
So yeah, they got a couple of
big block, small block, what, you know.
Mm-hmm. They got a couple of small blocks.
Yeah.
Ali, we got a couple of small blocks and big blocks, but I usually listen to the show because I'm at work, but I can't talk right now because I got a lot of background noise. So that's why I don't usually say that, but I listen every Tuesday.
Get his
background noise, that's what I
want to say. Right. Well, all right, well, shit, just get with me. I'll take on some of that action.
But you got that, ambush?
Yeah.
I might lock you in with N10 then. We got a small block N10, bro.
I ain't tripping. I'm accommodating anything moving.
Hey,
there it is.
I said I ain't tripping. I'm accommodating.
Okay, well, what can I do?
Do what now?
What kind of you like to lock in and run for?
I ain't hear you breaking up.
What kind of money you like to run for?
I mean, 500 on 1,000, 250 up front, whatever. I mean, if it get better, it get better. I'm going to bring another car, too.
What other car you got?
I think 200 or 1,000 is a bet. I think that's a good bet.
I got a big block. I'm put some time in on it this weekend. It don't rain out. No.
We got a
willing to do something with that too. Big block, single carburetor, one kit. Stock suspension.
Okay. We got our car. The seats ain't stock suspension. Okay.
Yeah, I already know about Caesar. I ain't tripping. If it come to that and we got a tangle with Caesar, then shit. Shake and bake, make it right, and we're going to try something foolish anyway.
Oh, no, we can't make nothing right, bro. Get your other lane. We can't get nothing.
Yeah, all right. Well, drink something that sit like Caesar then.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's all good. We'll bring the Nova. We'll tangle up. We'll lock this shit in before y'all race. Make it all official, right. And we'll make it happen.
All right, that's the deal, bro.
All right.
Okay, I'm going back on mute, man. I got a lot of background noise.
All right, then. I done opened up everybody's mic and everything, and mainly what we want to do is we want to get it out there about all the races that's coming up. And I think we did a pretty good job on letting the races know about upcoming events and everything. If we got anybody out there that want to make a comment or want to make a statement, want the racing world to know that you're out there listening, y'all can press the one button. I will open y'all mic right now. Anybody want to call somebody out or lock somebody in, y'all press the one button. All right, we got people steady coming. We got somebody from the Baton Rouge area. 225-3102. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Bone, it's Father Time, baby. AKA Howard.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
How you
hey,
doing,
man? What's up with you? Oh, man. Taking care of myself, man. Trying to make the best of everyday situation, man.
That's all you can do, baby. Keep on living. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Ambush?
Mm-hmm.
I can't make no noise. They're trying to spend
it,
some
baby. Love. Yeah, but hey, you gonna have old Dangling out there trying to do a little something?
Yeah, I'm gonna shake him down.
I'm
gonna shake him down this weekend.
Yeah, let me know, Ali, what's going on, bro.
I'm going. He gonna hit the scare house tomorrow evening, and we gonna go to Leakesville and turn it loose. Get a few things situated, and play the tune up a little bit and see where it's at. Then Saturday we're probably gonna go to Hope, Florida with it, and running some of it. So when we show up at the next event, you know, Mike can say what he want, he can do what he want, and say how he feel.
Yeah. Hey, Boone.
Go ahead.
I just want to put out there, man, I'm one of the OGs from the original pad over there. And we used to run that pad a long time ago.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta come out there one weekend and see how they're doing it now. One of them days we do like a pair day or something. Come down there and see how they got it going on out there, man, and how things really blossomed since the time that y'all was out there.
Oh yeah, I've been sitting back observing everything. I've been watching.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up, dude.
Oh, yeah. I pay attention to everything, baby.
That's what's up. It's good to, you know, sit back and regret,
boo-boo.
You know, and pay attention, you know. Uh-huh.
Who don't pay attention?
Go ahead. Huh?
I just hollering at my boys. I had Bree, boo-boo, all them boys out there. Mo Jesus.
Oh.
Love you guys,
oh, yeah,
man.
Oh yeah, boo boo, boo boo, go ahead.
Ben, I know you're a executive message reporter, but to do me a favor, man, them boys ain't never answer me back. You find out where they gonna turn it down, where they gonna set that LTD down at. So I go snatch the paint off that LTD ass, huh? What it is?
Oh yeah.
Whether they at Utica, it don't matter.
Well, you probably catch them again up there. You probably catch them up there on the 4th this weekend.
Or
you catch them on the 8th. Yeah, that's that's crackhead no race this weekend. With the Turbo Mustang, the pink Mustang.
That's yeah, Fox Boys race. They racing in Harrisburg this weekend. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They racing this weekend. Right. I'm quite sure they
I'm going to make it back across.
Gonna be down.
I don't have no two car on the trailer at the moment, so I'm at the cross back out of Alabama and run back all the way this way. Unless I get somebody to come load my car and put it in the trailer and drag it all over there. If I can have both of them working, it might be a good job for Boo Boo. Boo ain't doing nothing. Might be able to put old Duck
Plucker.
That Duck Plucker come scoop it up and bring it over there.
Hey, that old Duck Plucker be hustling every day with America Touring, man.
Yeah, I know.
And that's another thing they got us talking about sponsorship. American Touring have came up to me a minute races, man, and walked up to me and said, hey, here go $100, here go $200, here go $300. Put that on top of whatever you want to put it on top of, boom. I remember many a day we would have walked up and did that there, you know. And like I said, man, it's hard to get these corporate companies. See, the reason why is because, like, for instance, when I am going to be the manager of the speed shop, I have to go through months in advance to do a car show, which will be – that's going to be the first thing that I do once I get there. Within the first month of me being there, probably on my 30th day, I'm going to do a nice little car show at Pep Boys in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Like a re-grand opener under new management type thing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be leaning on y'all guys to come out, bring them race cars out, man, and pop them hoods and or not pop the hoods and just come out and show support with the cars and stuff, you know. But that's futuristic stuff, but it's going to happen. And but that's a prime example about how these small businesses are stepping up, man, and doing way bigger things than people that we spend millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars with and tear their product up and go back and buy the same product back from them again, over and over again. The way we crack blocks around here, and you got to buy $2,000, $3,000 blocks, you know what I'm saying, the way we demolish crankshafts and hurt sleeves and all that types of stuff. You got to buy all that stuff all over again. You know, but you know, it's just a procedure that you have to go through. You know what I'm saying? Once you go through it, you know what I'm saying, and corporate get on board with you, you go. But to get the corporate, that's like a pull, like I said, pulling teeth out of a pig, man. And sometimes it ain't worth the hassle to have to go through all that when you just go to a small business and speak with the owner, which most likely is gonna be in the office at all times, or they can make a phone call and get them on. Get them directly online with you, you know what I'm saying, and can answer the question, yes or no, or they'll tell you to leave some credentials there with them, and they're going to get back with you type stuff, rather than, I can't answer that right now because I have to call corporate type shit, you know. But, all right, ladies and gentlemen, if no one else has a call out or no one has any other updates on any upcoming racing, unless somebody else want to hit the one button and let the racing world know that they're out here, we still got a full house. Everybody's still out there listening. You know what I'm saying? We got a full house. We got 46 more minutes left. If we're going to talk about racing, if we're going to talk about coming to this race this weekend or the race anywhere after, you know what I'm saying? Press the one button, or if your microphone is open, you know what I'm saying? Y'all welcome. The floor is wide open. Otherwise, we're going to turn this over to a new guest. You know what I'm
saying?
Y'all speak now.
Like
y'all
huh? I said that's why it needs to be called Boom Lock In Show. So they can lock in and lock their races in, have their races locked in from the kick-go. So, man, they won't have to wait, talking about this and that and all that stuff that come down. Locking it right now on the
shore
and be done with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I wouldn't do it no other way than that, man. If it ain't nothing but a couple of $100, man, it helps the situation, especially if a person, you know what I'm saying, if it ain't but a couple of $100, I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. Money is hard to come by right now, and the ones that got it, the ones that got money, they sitting on it and ain't letting it go. And so, well, first time I lock in $5,000 on, you know what I'm saying, lock in $5,000 on $10,000 or better, man. I mean, people ain't got $5,000 just laying around, ain't doing nothing with it, you know what I'm saying? Ratchet racing, your mic is open.
Yeah, what up, Boone? What's going on, Racing World?
Folks, you had all presses for the last year. You ain't raised nobody yet.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting on you to get your person.
Hey, no, you don't want to see what I went, man. You can leave me alone.
Hey, yeah, I'm waiting on you to get your person. When you get your attention, you want to go out there and
have it. Something must be on your phone or something, because it sounds like you said you're going to fuck me up when I get all presents. So that would have sounded like you said, but I know that that ain't what you said. So you must be traveling.
Yeah, boom. You know, I was trying to say, I don't know what I'm saying. As soon as you get your pressure, we're going to go out there and have some fun showing what these F-10 is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hold on. We got somebody that wants to talk.
5795.
He ain't making no noise.
What's going on with the grease achievement?
Trying to get back in the game, baby. That's it. Everybody keep knocking on my door. I'm going to see how much they knock on when I get back together. That's what I'm going
to do. I done kicked that door down already.
No.
I done already kicked the door down. Ain't no door down.
Whoa. What was the hand game? What? Who said hand game? Oh, that's not done. You can't get any game and say they won't be fear breathing. You hear that?
Somebody mic open. Yeah. I think they actually want y'all to hear that. Because they got a lot of background noise. Okay. We ain't got no background going now. Hold on. Somebody else want to talk to us?
It must be graduation.
Oh. 504-4037.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, baby?
It's West 10 from the right path, man.
Hey, what's going on, bro? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Let you know I listen to the show. I enjoyed the race out there Friday and Saturday, even though it's raining. You know, I taste your food and all that, your turkey and eggs and potatoes, all that was good, bro. You know?
All right. Let
the Rat Pack know I'm listening and listening to the talk show.
Keep up your work, bro.
With the show and your food, bro. Right. I love y'all.
All right, then. Appreciate you, Wes. For y'all don't know Wes,
what's
man,
that?
Wes is a diehard racer, man. Wes ain't got no race car, but he go to every event that's being hosted, man. No matter who put it on, man.
You already know, bro.
Wes got him a little Ford Ranger truck. Don't burn no gas. He put
Mazda. That's a Mazda truck.
Okay, a Mazda truck then. The little
cold
AC
blowing in that hole too. The Rat Pack fits my AC.
That's right. One stop shop right there in New Orleans, y'all. But
Rat Pack, baby.
Yeah, we go to all the races, y'all. He go to every race with us at Hattiesburg, with us.
Go hard and go home.
Man, he don't. Yeah, hey, Wes said he's going to go hard or go home. Yes, indeed. Hey, appreciate you for tuning in, Wes. You understand me? And but what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and end this show so I can carry on my family business and everything. And I appreciate y'all guys for tuning in. Now, y'all know what I know.
And I'm going to see y'all next Tuesday.
Hey, boom, boom, hold up, boom. Boom,
right,
one thing, bro.
Talk to me.
They keep throwing hand games at me, bro. Hand game wants something from me. Just tell him, let him know how to hit me. Got to end that.
Okay.
Make
a plug of another. I mean, you know,
you will have all pressure.
Who is this? This hand game?
When you will have all pressure.
It's coming soon. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Is this hand game?
Until it come, keep licking windows.
No, I ain't no window licker, because that makes a difference when you got a car and don't have a car. That makes a difference in a window licker. I got a car.
Yeah, Boom is official window licker. Boom is official licker. I'm the
Boom, I ain't give you that name, bro. You started that, Boom.
But I can take it, though. I can take it. You understand me? Hey, I'm going to consider the window licker right now. When I get all pressure down on somebody's ass, I'm going to go and not going to be a winner looker. You know what I'm saying? it is what it is. And y'all know. I mean, the conditions, the proof is in the pudding. Y'all know. When I got all pressure, I come straight off the motherfucking trailer. Especially if y'all raise, I come straight off the trailer and run a motherfucker. I be working on the microphone. I had a microphone inside the car with me. You understand me?
You ain't mentioned the race in November.
Wait a minute, hold up, bro. Since you said being messy, when you're going away for that belt again, you and Ed Breed?
Well,
hey. Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
I asked you a question. You ain't
answered. I told you once before. If things are right, y'all keep wanting to push Half-Breed on me. You know what happened last time you pushed on. You push him on me again. It happened.
What happened? Tell us what happened last time. I didn't forget.
Yeah, you know what happened. What they have on Bourbon Street? What did you have on Bourbon Street? Red Light Special.
Oh, let's go.
So, when y'all gonna race for the belt again? When you gonna be ready? When you gonna be right?
You got your bullets ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I could race tomorrow.
Okay. Just keep your AK-47 ready, Chapo.
I can't. What you say?
Keep that AK-47 ready, El Chapo.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is make it right.
There you go. Now, Boone, the man just asked me, I'm going to run everybody else. Now I got to make it right.
Hey, man, you got to make it right.
The only way you make it right, you get in the right lane and the left lane. Because everybody loves the right lane,
I tell you what we do. We'll race head up, and you take your bottle, I take my bottle out, and we'll race head up.
My car won't start out the bottom.
Nope. Right then. That's your problem. Sound like you got a problem.
No, that ain't a problem. I got a crackhead.
Okay, well, I tell you what. You let me leave, and you got action.
Uh-oh.
You know what? That might just happen.
Ain't no mic. You let me leave,
I
we got action.
I told you. That might just happen.
Hey, boom. Breaking news. Whatever happened to wrong with your bro head to fuck up? I mean, give me the bag. I'll tell you what.
I can do that on the 8th. I could do that on the 8th. I don't mind losing, but I will run.
Lock it in, there. Man, y'all on the show right now. Lock it in.
Then wrap the race.
Rabbit.
I thought he was talking to you. Who are you talking to?
He's talking to you,
LS10. Well, who I'm talking to? I ain't running no fucking ghost.
No, I got a little LS call. No, Transam. I ain't been down the track but 6 times my entire life in the car. Brand new car. I ain't never sprayed the nitrous yet. But I raise you head up. I run what I run. Just to see, since you run, whatever happened to it, it just came back.
Oh, so now you want to run me? Now you want to run me head up?
No, I was talking to Cheese. You want Cheese to give you the hit.
I mean, I understand all that. My question was, if I wanted to run somebody, I'm not going to come to you and beg you for nothing. May the best man, may the best driver win.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. Me and Cheese been talking about this before I had a car. Right, Cheese?
Yeah.
Okay, so, geez, how far you think this going to go with me and you? You going to give me something. It ain't going nowhere. But, like I said, I run with your brother and came back today. And my car got all pressure. It could be ready. I could be there on it. I will be there on the 8th. So, if you're available, we'll hook up on the 8th if everything is available. I ain't asking for nothing. You don't ask for nothing. We gonna go it on through ya.
Oh, I ain't asking for nothing. I don't want nothing but your money.
And guess what? If you win, you gonna get it.
Well, there you have it.
There it is. All right, fella. With that being said, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I hope y'all tune in next weekend. We have another good show. And with that being said, ladies, until the next race.